This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Seton, what if I told you there's a bacon, then there's number one thick cut, tastes like a touchdown in your mouth bacon?
You must be talking about Wright brand bacon, because they are not playing when it comes to the premium quality of their bacon.
It's thick cut, hand trimmed, and real wood smoke, real. And you can tell.
So why settle for average bacon when you can have the real stuff?
That's right. And if you're looking to upgrade any meal, try Wright brand bacon. That's called Wright brand bacon. You won't regret it.
Experience bacon the right way.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Final hour on this Meet Friday. Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. In case you're wondering, Tyler's done a wonderful job with the menu on the Traeger grills. They're fired up. The Traeger grills are actually fired up even before they were fired up. It's chimichurri, smoked ribeyes, smoked mashed potatoes. Who has it better than we do?
Nobody.
Nobody. Final hour. Coming up here, we'll check in with what's going on with the Portland Trailblazers. Are they for sale? And if that's the case, are the Seattle Seahawks for sale as well? This is Paul Allen, who passed away, I believe, in 2016. And those teams now in a trust. But we'll have more on that coming up. At the end of last hour, we had a bet. Now, the ball got stuck out in the man cave shooting hoops. And Marvin went up with ease and knocked it away. You know, knocked it down. So then we thought, well, can Marvin touch the rim? And we went out there, and we took bets. I said that Marvin would be able to touch the top of the rim. Paulie said no. Fritzy, were you all in on Marvin?
Yeah, I was. I thought he was going to do it.
And Seton?
Yeah, I said yes.
Yeah. And the bet was, if Marvin grabbed the top of the rim, then we were going to be hands-off. Nobody could make fun of your hands for an entire week. Well, how would you recap what happened, Marv?
You know, the first attempt, I hit the bottom, so I didn't touch the top. So I didn't even want to say, oh, nope. And then the second attempt, I was like, I'm not even close. I didn't even put my arms up.
We didn't have liftoff. Like your second attempt, we gave you one more try. We did not have liftoff. Yes, Paul.
So right before Marvin goes, the basketball rim has a huge orange outer ring, but then it has kind of this sub ring just underneath it where the hooks are to make it stronger than the old days. Mm. And Seton goes, the lower level of the orange of the rim doesn't count. And when Marvin swung at it, he hit orange, but he hit the lower level orange.
Yeah. Yes, Todd.
So was that hands down the most disappointing thing of the week? What do you think?
Thank you, Todd.
Right up until that moment,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah, it was. Final hour. Come on in. Stay a while. Dial us up, 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address, dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle, @DPShow. Say good morning to those watching on Peacock and our radio affiliates around the country. Celtics come back, double-digit deficit in the fourth quarter, and win going away. It's Avalanche rolling the Oilers. They're up 2-0 in that series. Lightning at the Rangers. That's game two. Let's see. Steph Curry hit 6 three-pointers in the first quarter. Most ever in any quarter of an NBA Finals game. His 21 points, the most in any quarter of a Finals game since 1993, when Jordan had 22 in the fourth quarter, game four, against the Phoenix Suns.
Stat of the day, stat of the day, stat of the day, stat of the day.
Here comes
that what stat of the day.
DanPatrick.com. If you'd like to check out all the Father's Day gear that we have for you, the 77th U.S. Women's Open is going to be on NBC and Peacock this weekend. Coverage starts at 3 Eastern on Saturday. Al Horford had a heck of a performance last night, and he talked about everybody getting on the same page starting the fourth quarter.
The group that started the fourth quarter, I think, did a great job setting the tone. Jalen attacking, Rob got a lob dunk, and that just kind of got us going. And from that point on, we felt like we're going to stay solid, continue to fight, and, you know, that's what we did.
Here's Draymond Green on his summary after losing game one at home.
They hit 21 threes, and Marcus Smart, Al Horford, and Derek White combined for 15 of them. So those guys are good shooters, but they combined for, 15 out of 8? Where's Smart? 7, 8, 15 for 23. My math right? 8, 7, and 8. 8, 7, and 8. Yeah, that's 23, right? Yeah. 15 for 23 from those guys, you know, so. Be fine.
Yeah, you can't panic. Or at least you can't sound like you're panicking. Although I would say to Draymond Green, Jason Tatum didn't play well last night. Didn't play well in the fourth quarter. Now, he did have 13 assists. Now, if you lose game two, then you panic. Then it feels like, uh-oh, now our approach has to change. I didn't know what Boston was doing in the first quarter. It's like, guys, that's the greatest shooter of all time. And then all of a sudden they went, you know, that's the greatest shooter of all time. Maybe we should play defense on him. Then they did that pretty well over the next three quarters. When you think of a successful NBA career, we would normally think of championships. The modern NBA has redefined a definition of success because LeBron James is now a billionaire. He is the first active billionaire to play in the NBA. He earned $385 million in salary in his career, but he's found other ways to fill his pockets here and really been a brilliant businessman. You know, Magic did this after his career was over, became a billionaire. But LeBron has been an All-Star 18 times. He invested in Beats by Dre, the Fenway Sports Group. He's got an investment in a soccer team. He also has an investment in Blaze Pizza. Those decisions helped him become the NBA's richest current athlete, and he's just getting started. What's the does he own part of Arsenal or Chelsea?
Liverpool.
Oh.
LeBron?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's with the Fenway Group.
Oh, yeah.
John Henry?
John Henry. Yeah.
He was just at the Champions League final.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's a nice investment. He made some pretty smart decisions here. It's like the people got in on vitamin water. That was crazy. And then, you know, Beats by Dre. I don't know how many people got involved. There's a couple of, you know, those categories where you went, oh, my God. Vitamin water. Wasn't that Jen Aniston? Did Brian Urlacher, was he also in there? There were a lot of people who capitalized on and cashed in on vitamin water. Yeah, Paul.
Years ago, there was a product called Body Armor.
Yeah.
And Kobe Bryant was part of it really early. And
oh, that's right.
He took a percentage of it to lend his name to it and didn't take money up front.
Yep.
And it was sold recently. And the estimate is that Kobe Bryant's family slash estate will make at least $400 million off Kobe's investment, which was absolutely nothing.
Yeah. Are we working on our Cooper Cup t-shirt, white rice?
Possibly.
Yeah, I don't know how that'll look.
It's a cup of white rice.
C-U-P-P.
Yeah, a cup.
Cup of rice.
Get it like you'd cook a cup.
No,
rice.
I got it.
But
I got
it's Cooper
it.
Cup.
Yeah, I got it. Oh, no. What, Todd?
I love that. I think that all comes together
good.
Nicely.
I thought we were
the Cooper
going...
Cup of white rice. What else can you want?
Yeah. I'm just trying to, you know, workshop this right now. What it's going to look like.
So far, so good.
Oh, okay. All right. All right.
Bloop, 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 bloop.
Big recovery.
Bloop. Scott in Montana. Hi, Scott. What's on your mind today?
Dan, I have been a fan of Cooper Cups. He tore up the Big Sky. If white rice doesn't work, man, we could go with a derivative nickname, Sticky.
Sticky. Okay. All right. Thank you, Scott. Sticky rice.
I hope one of these catches on.
No, this is Friday, final hour. You know, no matter what you say, you know, we're going to be giggly schoolgirls. Sumo in Missouri. Hey, Sumo.
Hey, how you doing?
Great.
My thinking is, when somebody like Deshaun Watson maxes out and gets as much money as he can, he kind of is hurting the team. So I wonder, like, if Joe Burrow, when he's about to, you know, re-sign, if he made a statement, I'm not going to be one of the top five players, paid players at my position. And say he does that, he'll still make good money, but kind of, you know, Tom Brady never made as much as he could possibly make, and he got a bunch of trophies. If Joe Burrow led the team in saying, hey, I'm going to make good money, but I'm not going to be a top five, and then Ja'Marr Chase jumps on that, and then T. Higgins and Mixon, and, you know, and there's several in the team that aren't going to hurt the team by maxing out their contract.
Yeah, but you know, Sumo, thanks for the phone call. We got some random phone calls today. Joe Burrow's contract did not come up in the previous 2 hours, but his agent isn't going to allow that to happen. I go back to one of my favorite stories about Tony Gwynn. Tony Gwynn wanted to stay with the Padres, didn't want to leave, but his agent said, you got to kind of play the field. You can make more money someplace else. And Tony's like, yeah, but I don't want to give the impression I want to leave. I want to play with the Padres. And I remember he signed, I think it's a $5 million contract. And at the time, he was underpaid. But he said, look, this is where I want to stay. I don't know if you're going to see that now. And it's not up to me or us to say to somebody, hey, let me tell you how to spend your money, or how much is too much money? How much is not enough? Agents, that next guy up, that's why Kyler is going to be. If Kyler plays well this year, he costs Arizona more next year. So it's this game of chicken. Kyler says, pay me now. Now, if the Cardinals are all in, and they don't have to, but they might say, we could get a bargain now as opposed to waiting. Let's say he has an unbelievable year. What if he takes a step back? Then you're stuck. You're stuck, you know, spending $200 million on your quarterback. And that's what these teams have to weigh. Agents are pushing, let's get it sooner. So that means when that contract's over, I can get into the next contract after that. And I could get three contracts in my NFL career. But I think that's the risk. If you would have said to Baker Mayfield, hey, the Browns will extend you 5 years, but you got to sign for $34 million a year. I'm not going to do it. He wouldn't do it. Now he would do it. But back then, he'd be like, no, I'm worth what these other guys are worth. And that's where you have to have this happy medium. There has to be a safe spot for some of these quarterbacks who aren't great. They're good and maybe very good. But they shouldn't be up the flagpole with the other great players. You know, Aaron Rodgers, you want to give him $50 million? Okay. Patrick Mahomes, Lamar Jackson. Okay. Josh Allen. Okay. But then there's other quarterbacks where you go, I don't think the next guy up should be making $50 million a year. It just, to me, it's you know, financial suicide for some of these teams. Because that's why you want a quarterback in the first round. I get you for 5 years. Then I can fill out the roster. If Russell Wilson got paid sooner and was a first-round pick, you wouldn't have afforded the Legion of Boom. Seattle took advantage of a bargain the first 4 years, and they went to two Super Bowls. They didn't go anywhere near a Super Bowl after that. Dak Prescott was a bargain. It's you have this moment where you can take advantage of that. Then after that, you know, after the rookie contract, then your strategy, your game plan changes. And I've seen it many, many times over the years. But I don't want to say, hey, why don't you be like Tom Brady? Tom Brady knew if I sacrifice, I can keep a good team. And with that, I can take them to the Super Bowl. And it's about winning for him. Now, his wife is a supermodel and probably makes $35 million a year. But Tom's agent doesn't care how much Giselle, you know, he didn't get paid anything off of what she gets paid. But he's got to be fair to the quarterbacking market. I just think it hurts some of these quarterbacks where you go, do we want to keep you? Like if the Bears could have kept Mitch Trubisky. And let's say you're paying him, you know, $28 million a year as opposed to 40, 45 or less, maybe 25, maybe 20. He'd be the Bears quarterback probably. It's like, how valuable are you? Do I want to pay that money now? Am I going to bet on us? Am I going to bet on you? Like those are things that are coming up. And Kyler Murray, I would want to see one more year. Just like I said this past year, I wanted to see one more year with Baker Mayfield. All right, poll results, Seton, from the first 2 hours, and what are we going to use in the final hour?
Well, we still need to fill out whose career would you want. So we have a couple of solid options, but we need four.
Okay.
All right?
Oh, is this the actor?
Yes.
Okay, well, how about we just decide our own personal pick?
Everybody gets their own. So I'm going to go with Tom Cruise is just on it.
Okay, give the question.
Whose movie career would you want?
Okay.
Right now we have Tom Cruise because Top Gun, everybody's going bonkers over.
Yeah.
Right? I'm going to throw Will Smith on there.
All right.
He's been in some just monsters. Yeah. Blockbusters.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Who else?
Anyone else?
Rock?
You want to do Dwayne Johnson?
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, as part of his acting as a wrestler as well?
Well, it says movie career.
Okay. All right. Movie. Does it say
so
movie?
You get all the Jumanjis, the new Jumanjis. Mm. Those are good movies, by the way. Yeah. They're fun.
Yeah, more.
Then we're missing Arnold.
That's now Schwarzenegger's not.
So just current, yeah. Like currently.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah. Denzel? Leo?
No, he said current. Yeah.
Oh.
Careful.
Wow. Want that smoke. Shot. Anybody else there, Todd?
And I was thinking the older guys like Nicholson, but if we're keeping it current, I think that pretty much covers.
Yeah.
Well, it just gave you 2 hours to think about it.
Yeah, I said it's Tom Cruise. He's the last movie star.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay.
I don't know if anybody else would get you out of your house to go to the theater. And I know Tom is doing it now, so there's recency bias. But Tom Cruise is the last movie star. And I want to see it in the theater. There's certain movies you want to see in the theater. Yes, Todd?
I wouldn't compare the two of them, but is Matt Damon that far away from... You know, the Cruises of the world, is that big a gap?
I love Bourne, but no, I don't think he's a movie star like that. Tom Cruise, if you've ever been around Tom Cruise, he looks like a movie star. Like you go, man, that's Tom Cruise right there. And there are other great actors. It's just, who is blockbuster gold? Yeah, Paul.
Would Matt Damon be like a Matt Ryan type where he's not, he won an MVP, that Bourne run was unbelievable for him financially and publicly.
Was Tom Cruise, is he Tom Brady?
Tom Cruise is Joe Montana.
Joe Montana?
A long run. I think Tom, or maybe he's Brady. Yeah, the long run, yeah.
Although Brady wins awards, Tom's never won.
I think Bourne on the 4th of July, he may have picked up a couple.
He got nominated?
The movie did.
Yeah.
Yes. Screen Actors Guild.
Yeah. Hey, I'm a member of the Screen Actors Guild.
Tom Cruise, Tom Brady's good comparison. Long runs.
Yes, Tom.
But Brady also lost a few, like Vanilla Sky and Eyes Wide Shut and things like that.
Yes, okay. So
could be in a lot of movies and still have a few that weren't so special.
All right. Let's take a break. I'm going to figure out what's going on with the Portland Trailblazers. Are they for sale? Is Phil Knight going to buy them? And what's that mean for the Seattle Seahawks? They on the block as well. We'll take a break. Back after this, Dan Patrick Show. Got my Link Soul on today. It just feels different. You know, when I come in and I go, I got my a t-shirt on. I go, what am I going to wear today? And I go through the closet there. And I go, you know, I like that color. That brings out the blue in my eyes. Let's go with that one. Link Soul Apparel has you covered literally from head to toe. And it's the most comfortable and stylish gear. You want to get dressed up. Let's say you want to go play golf. They got a polo shirt for you. Long sleeve shirt. You want to go out to dinner. They got the bamboo pant. That's great as well. Nice little combination there. You want to chill over the weekend. I got the Boardwalker shirts. They're going to help you at the beach and also in the backyard if you're doing a barbecue. Father's Day. Link Soul has something for everyone. New styles, new colors for the summer. Link Soul prepared to add some fresh looks to your wardrobe and make this year's Father's Day the best ever. First thing you do is go to linksoul.com, linksoul.com. Check out everything they have. Get 15% off and free shipping on your first order. That's linksoul.com. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR under one platform. And one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required. And you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick. It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling. Only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
With a lot going on in the world of sports, sometimes you miss these stories. Following the NBA Finals, you know, there's other things going on. And then all of a sudden you see this, Phil Knight is bidding on the Portland Trailblazers. Wait a minute. Really? Are they for sale? And then you hear, well, they're not for sale. And then I wonder if the trust of Paul Allen, you got to liquidate. Does that mean the Seattle Seahawks are for sale? And I thought there's one person that we need to call. He's John Canzano. He's a columnist and a radio host, and he joins us back on the program. John, all right, help me understand if there are the Blazers for sale?
100% they're for sale. There's no wiggle room. The Paul G. Allen Trust dictates that the Trailblazers, the Seahawks, as you mentioned, everything inside that trust has to be liquidated. And it's supposed to be liquidated for the benefit of the trust. And that trust is supposed to fund Paul Allen's passion projects. Now, we already saw there was a huge piece of real estate in Southern California that Greta Garbo, once upon a time nicknamed, that sold for $65 million in January. Paul Allen's super yacht, the Octopus, had a submarine on it and all kinds of cool stuff. It sold in November. They sold that for $400 million. So this is just part of the procedure. I think people in this region know the Blazers are for sale. The Blazers can say they're not for sale, but we know how that works.
Why Phil Knight? And it feels like there's nobody. I mean, he's 84 years of age. But why?
Yeah, that's the question, right? Because for years we always thought that, you know, he doesn't need an NBA team. He doesn't need an NFL team. He doesn't need a Major League Baseball team. Through Nike, he owns them all, right? I mean, he's got his hands in everything. But if you really look at what Phil and Penny Knight have done over the last decade or two, especially in the state of Oregon, they have invested in the University of Oregon. They've invested in the health and science and research facility here. They have given money to Stanford, as we know. But, people don't talk about some of the behind the scenes stuff that I think makes this make sense. When Pat Casey, the legendary baseball coach at Oregon State, was being wooed by Notre Dame, Phil Knight, who, you know, reached over to his rival university and said, "How can I help you?" He personally wrote a check to help Oregon State, his rival, keep Pat Casey. Phil Knight grew up in Portland. He grew up in this state. He made his fortune. He built his company here. I think this is 100% legacy play okay. by Phil Knight. Doesn't want an outsider to come in and own Portland's NBA team and perhaps move them.
But is he looking at getting the Seahawks and the Blazers at the same time?
It's a great question. I don't think the Seahawks fit that because I think people in the state of Oregon view Seattle as over there. But I wouldn't be surprised if, as you look at the involvement of Alan Smolinski with the Dodgers, and, you know, it feels like this, they could be a player in that conversation as well. But I don't think Phil Knight at 84 needed an NBA team or an NFL team. I think this is all about his legacy, Dan.
But that means the Seahawks are up for sale. And have there been, like, what's the value of the Seahawks?
Yeah, I think they're looking at the Blazers Brain Trust, which is really Vulcan Inc. It's located in Seattle. They owned and operated the Blazers for a long time under the Paul Allen umbrella. I'm told they were looking at the Denver Broncos sale. Allen and Company, no relation to Paul or Jody Allen, they're running that auction of the Pat Bowlen Trust to sell the Broncos. Those bids started coming in at $4 billion and now $5 billion. So I think the Seahawks are in that $5 billion plus range. And I think, you know, eventually the Seahawks will be sold. I'm told that they will be the last piece of the estate to go out the door, and that Jody Allen has a much deeper connection with the Seahawks than she does the Blazers. She may be angling to come in as a minority owner or part of an ownership group. She, I don't think, is interested in owning the whole franchise, but I won't be surprised to see Jody Allen involved somehow with the Seahawks when they are sold, and they will be sold.
Closer to a championship, the Blazers or the Seahawks?
I think the question I've been asking is closer to a championship, University of Oregon or the Blazers? Is Phil Knight trying to get his championship with the Trailblazers and not the University of Oregon? I think, you know, in the NBA is tough. We all know small markets, huge disadvantage, right? And that's why I think always having the deep pockets of Paul Allen was a benefit to the Blazers. If you get Phil Knight in the door, and I can tell you, Dan, people here are over the moon at this possibility because they were thinking about outside ownership group, people who wouldn't spend. I think if you get Phil Knight and Smolinski owning this team, Adam Silver has to love it. The other owners have to love it. And the fans here would love it because I do think it gives Portland a punching, you know, puncher's chance in the NBA.
Great to talk to you again, as always, John. Thanks for joining us.
Take care.
That's John Canzano, columnist. He's been a longtime contributor to this show. Also host of a radio show that airs statewide in Oregon. I would want to have the Seahawks, but if I grew up in Portland and I want to keep Portland there, the Blazers there, I can understand that. I mean, if you're Phil Knight, you know, is there an ego play at all? It doesn't sound like, I mean, I wouldn't think so at 84 and you're worth $43 billion. I think your ego is probably in check, but he would love to be able to say, look, by buying this, the Blazers aren't going to go anywhere. And I think there's always that possibility that, it does sound like a legacy play, as John pointed out. All right, some phone calls here. Let's see. Jeff in San Antonio.
Good morning, DP. I mean, Big Swish.
Hey, bud.
I want to say happy Friday.
Yeah.
Weighing in on the movie star thing.
Yeah.
How about a couple names for you? Ryan Reynolds or Robert Downey Jr.? You got the Avengers, stuff like that.
Well, that feels like it's the movie itself, not the movie star. You know, these Avengers, these Marvel movies, it doesn't matter who's in it. It, you know, it's like Spider-Man. They've had three of them. Doesn't matter. Just put somebody in there who's about 5'5" and, you know, can move around a little bit there. Yeah, Paul.
That's why if we're talking about careers we want, I know it's really old school. I would go with someone like Dustin Hoffman, who seems like a true actor. He was never leading a battleship, you know, that type of stuff. He was never climbing a building and saving people.
Are you making a craft argument?
Oh, yeah.
It's about the craft?
Big craft guy.
I would take Harrison Ford. Because Harrison Ford, you know, he was the star of a couple of franchises.
Two of the greatest franchises in movie history.
Yeah. And he looks like an action star. Like Tom Cruise, a little pretty. Harrison Ford, who people have often said that I resemble, you know, he's just a handsome leading man. Is what
Excuse me.
No, you know what I got one time? I was in a cab in New York and the guy goes, keep talking. And I go, I just told him where to drop me off. He goes, keep talking. And I kept talking. He goes, David Letterman. I said, nope, not David Letterman. Yep, you are. And I go, no, I'm not. Yep, couldn't convince him. Jeff in Buffalo. Hi, Jeff. What's on your mind?
Good morning. Happy Friday to everybody.
All right.
I thought about it. If Ben Simmons can get a coach, then Marvin gets a coach. I'm going to be his jump coach. He's the runway is too long. You need three steps, and Dan, you can help him out because you know how to pull up off the dribble and shoot a jumper,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It's those last three steps. Okay. So let him do it again.
All right. Thank you, Jeff. Are you willing to do it again since – now, this doesn't change anything. This is just for your legacy or your hand-gacy. I mean, you need your legs to help you with your hand gussy. You see what I did with that, Todd?
It's legacy.
It's
got a legacy, hand
gussy.
Okay,
yeah.
Give you a bloop.
All right, thank you. Bloop, bloop. But this doesn't change. Next week, we get to make fun of your hands.
Absolutely, I'm with it.
Do you want to try just taking three steps to try to get the top of the rim?
You know what? Why not? Because the last attempt, I look like a fish out of water.
You look like a whale breaching. Like you just went... like an orca or something. I mean, you're not big like a whale. I'm just saying whales jump out of the water and they breach, and then it's like their hands are at their side.
Okay, I thought you were insinuating something.
No, no, no. You're not fat.
Oh, thanks.
You're not skinny, but you're not fat.
Thanks, DP.
Shannon, we only have 25 more minutes with each other. Shannon in Indiana. Hi, Shannon. What's on your mind?
Morning, DP. Morning, fellas. Happy Meat Friday.
Thank you. Thank you, Shannon.
I just wanted to weigh in on the movie conversations.
Yeah.
Y'all left out Keanu Reeves. How about The Matrix and John Wick?
Yeah. Keanu Reeves, that's box office success right there with The Matrix. Although the last Matrix, now I never saw The Matrix, but so when somebody said, what did you think of the last one? I go, I didn't see that one, but I didn't see any of them. But he's been, aside from John Wick, John Wick's a big deal. Yeah, Paul.
There's a guy who, if you said at age 22, he's going to be a huge action star. He seemed like, you know, back in the day, Bill and Ted and all that stuff, not that guy.
No.
But Speed changed it.
Yes. Yeah, he became sort of a heartthrob household name, him and Sandy Bullock.
Ooh, Sandra Bullock and Speed. That's first ballot.
Sandra Bullock's had a couple of roles where Miss Congeniality, she's spectacular in.
Did you just Sandra Bullock and Speed?
That is one of the most overrated acting performances of all time.
Miss Congeniality?
No. Speed.
No. Yeah, Paul.
Let me be clear. I'm not talking about her acting in any way. She's white hot in Speed.
Just saying.
Look, I don't care about her acting. She's acting. She's a fine actress.
Oh, sorry. I was still thinking Kraft with you. Oh, yeah. You were making the Kraft argument. I thought I was talking to an actor.
Oh, that's right.
Sorry.
No, she's just white hot in Speed.
She was cute.
In Speed?
Yeah, cute.
You guys are starting to get me upset here.
I'm just saying. She was cute. I mean, how many women, you know, that where you go, oh, my God, she's stunning.
While driving a bus at 80 miles an hour.
Okay. And a bomb attached to it. Yeah.
Going, oh, no. That's the whole movie. 2 hours. Oh, no.
Good movie.
Oh, no.
And then.
And then they get off the bus.
Yeah, they do. At the very end, they get off the bus. Was Dennis Hopper the bad guy?
Yeah, he's great.
I like Miss Congeniality better than Speed. I don't know if there are any big names in Miss Congeniality.
Benjamin Bratt.
Yeah, but I think that's Julia Roberts' ex-boyfriend.
He had a run, you know what I mean?
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
Not on screen.
Yeah. Yeah. But then Julia Roberts went out with Kiefer Sutherland.
And Lyle Lovett.
Yeah, that one.
Anything's possible.
It is. It is.
Rick Ocasek just called and said, how'd Lyle Lovett get Julia Roberts?
Yeah. The late Rick Ocasek from the Cars. What's a bigger upset? Rick Ocasek, lead singer of the Cars, getting Paulina Porizkova, or Lyle Lovett and Julia Roberts? I mean, they're both musicians. See, once again, if I just would have picked up the damn guitar, that's it. Or piano. Nothing. I had to go out and shoot jumpers. Damn three-piece.
Damn three-piece?
Thank you, Todd. All right, so we're going to take a break. Marvin gets one more chance, if you're watching on Peacock, if he can grab the top of the rim. And we also have our Meat Friday as well. So we'll come back. More phone calls. Close up shop on this Friday right after this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a new podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler TJ Hushmanzada and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Hushmanzada, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
NBA fans, listen up. You got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is really simple. Select a player who will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for big cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using the promo code DPSHOW and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with the promo code DPSHOW, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. A lot of fun this week, and it's always great. Hopefully we'll put a smile on your face. That's what we try to do every single day. Have fun. Entertain you. Here's Arcade Fire, everybody. Guess whose birthday is today? He's 36. He's Al Horford. Another 36-year-old, Rafa Nadal. 36 years of age.
How about that?
Yeah. All right, this day in sports history, last call for phone calls, final results poll question, what's going to happen on Monday, all of that good stuff. We'll try to do that in the next 10 minutes or so. Paulie, this day in sports history.
Got a few. The legendary Vin Scully in 1989, he called two games in one day in two different cities in a total of 23 innings. Nolan Ryan pitched his second one-hitter of the month in 1989.
Wow.
That guy might be underrated. A few more. In 1980, Mets drafted Daryl Strawberry at 18 years old with the number one pick of the draft. And that's about it.
It was on this date in 2006 when Sammy Sosa, broken bat, reveals it was corked. And he said that he didn't know that he was using that corked bat, that he uses it in batting practice. But he put it into a game, broke his bat, and it was corked. He got a 7-game suspension for that. Magic Johnson handed out 21 assists, game three, NBA Finals, 1984 against the Celtics. And it was on this day, 2018, Steph Curry breaks Ray Allen's NBA Finals record with 9 three-pointers in a game. Final results of the poll question there, Seton.
65% Dan going with Al Horford.
Al Horford.
Yep.
If he won a finals MVP. Mm-hmm. Ryan in Honolulu. Hey, Ryan.
Hello, Dan.
What do you have for me, Ryan?
I have a parody mock song for Marvin's rim attempt.
Okay. Marvin, by the way, at the end of the show, if you're watching on Peacock, gets one more try. And we had, I think it was Bill in Syracuse who was giving some advice, or Buffalo, to Marv on how he should be able to just take three steps to jump and get the rim. All right, Ryan, ready to go.
Marvin believed he could fly. Marvin believed he could touch the rim. He practiced every night and day, but his tiny hands were an inch away. Marvin believed he could soar, but when he jumped, he had to abort. Marvin believed he could fly.
Thank you, Ryan. Ryan just whipped that up this hour because Marvin last hour tried to get the rim above or top of the rim. He hit the rim, but you let a lot of people down. Just saying.
I did.
Yeah.
And I'm okay with that.
Okay.
I'm used to it.
You let the community down.
Oh, for sure. Yes. For sure.
Yeah. Yeah. The black community is not happy with you right now.
My black card. Everybody take it back.
Oh. I love that. Marvin goes, yeah, I let down some brothers. And I said, yeah, you did. Yeah. You could get the rim, the side of the rim.
Best part is most of them can't do it either.
Oh, at your age?
Correct.
Is that what you're saying? Yeah. Let's see. What do I have? Warriors are 4-point favorites against the Celtics. Game two. In case you're interested in buying the Blazers, DraftKings has them listed at plus 10,000 to win the NBA title next year. Well, this wouldn't be a dramatic turnaround if Phil Knight bought it. How about over-under props? Steph Curry over-under game two, what we think he's going to score. 28.5. Jason Tatum over-under, according to DraftKings, game two. 27.5. Here's one for you. Over under made three pointers game two, Steph Curry, 4.5.
Doesn't that scream low to you?
Yes. Seton?
I have a just real quick another bigger upset in terms of couples.
Okay.
This is a good one. It's a little bit of a throwback.
All right.
But Terrence just sent in Tom Green and Drew Barrymore. That was an upset. You remember Tom Green?
Yeah, but he was a funny guy, and it feels like Drew would be attracted. I mean, and he wasn't one of those guys where you went, wait, Tom Green and Drew Barrymore?
Kinda.
No, because Drew, who knows what state of mind Drew was in back then. I mean, Julia Roberts? Come on. That's crazy. Yeah, Paul.
The comedian Tom Green was probably a 5. Drew Barrymore was probably about an 8 back then. Yeah. You're looking at Rick Ocasek, who's like a 4 with being one of the bigger rock bands on earth.
Yeah.
And Polina Poroskova is an 11 out of 10.
That's true. But it, you know, when you're the lead singer of a band and the band was really, really big at the time. Like Lyle Lovett, I don't know if he was ever really big, but he was popular, but I don't know if he was ever considered a star. But you know, Julia Roberts, that's pretty good.
Jeez.
I'm just telling you, if you can sing, doesn't matter what you look like.
Is singing better than playing sports? Like as far as overachieving?
Well, now it is. Oh, what do you mean? If I'm an athlete and who wants to date me?
I would do this. Go look at some of the NASCAR, successful drivers in NASCAR and their wives.
Yeah.
Those guys can hit out.
Well, soccer players as well.
Yeah.
Feels like. Yes, Todd.
But at sporting events, usually there's not women screaming the way like you'd see someone go after an Elvis or some of the sexy rock stars where they literally want to rush the stage and throw their clothes at
them. Yeah, absolutely. I don't think women react that way about anything other than you're going to see a concert. You're going to see somebody sing in front of you. Right? I don't know if... No. Now, the closest I came to seeing that was One Direction was staying in New York, and I was staying at the same hotel. And I remember it looked like there were 5,000 teenage girls outside in the street. And I went inside. You know, there was extra security. And I remember overhearing these two girls. They were going up the elevator, and they were like, just lie to them. Just say that we're cousins. And I'm going, oh, boy. But it was packed with these girls. They were screaming. I can't imagine what the Beatles went through. And, you know, you go back to when they played Shea Stadium. You know, the Beatles didn't play very many concerts. They weren't known for concerts. But I'm guessing at Shea, nobody heard any music that night. They played music. Nobody heard any music. Who has the Celtics in game two? Paulie had them in game one.
Absolutely not.
No way.
Not
it's only,
two.
Only 4 points right now. Yes, Todd.
Even being Superfan 99 over here with my Celtics Dynasty shirt, I'd be shocked if Golden State would lose the first two at home. I don't see that happening.
Okay. So you're official now. You're a Celtic fan.
Let's do it.
Okay. Well, that's gutsy. Yeah, Seton.
I had said yesterday that there's no more sure thing than if the Celtics win big game one, they're getting swept the rest of the series.
Yeah.
So I'm going to stick with that.
Wow. That'd be a great call. Great call.
And if I'm wrong, you guys can make fun of my small hands.
Nobody was happier to find out their hands were bigger than Marvin's than you.
It's like top five moment of my life.
Yes, including getting married.
Married, child, son. Everything. Yeah, that. I mean, when I found out that I didn't have the smallest hands, it was...
You were Buster Douglas and Marvin was Mike Tyson.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you knocked him down. He was looking for his mouthpiece.
All of a sudden, I'm knocking things over because my hands are so big, I can't, like...
You needed a bigger baseball glove.
Yeah, my gloves are small.
Let's go around the room on what we learned on this award-nominated program. Todd?
Our buddy Chris Mannix thinks Russell Westbrook's career ends unless he's willing to be a sixth man or role player.
After next year, he said this year coming up, he thinks could be his last. Seton.
A cup of white rice.
Yes. I like that for Cooper Kupp.
Yeah.
Marv?
The Blazers are for sale.
Paulie?
Cooper Kupp of the Rams, the official new nickname, white rice or sticky rice.
What we learned brought to you by Discover matches all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year automatically. Discover exceptionally common sense. Learn more. Discover.com/match. Limitations like Fritzy apply. Thanks for the phone calls, emails, tweets, the all-around support. Make sure you go to the website. We've got some great gifts there for Father's Day. DanPatrick.com. Safe weekend, everybody. We'll be talking to you on Monday.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Everything you love about Mercedes, the style, the comfort, the technology, the choice, is now available in electric. The vehicles, all electric. The feeling, all Mercedes. The choice, all yours. Learn more. mbusa.com/EQ.
Tired of restless nights? At Leesa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. from memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long. Leesa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to leesa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See leesa.com for more details.